Support for WPR comes from Isthmus Partners, an independent asset management firm offering comprehensive financial planning and tailored investment solutions for clients nationwide. More at isthmuspartnersllc.com.
Support for WPR comes from Wills on behalf of Wisconsin Public Libraries, offering access to ebooks, audiobooks, digital magazines, and more. Available with a Wisconsin Library Card at wisconsinsdigitallibrary.org.
That was one of my mother's favorite songs, and probably the only song that she liked that was performed by Elvis Presley. She might have liked it because of the German verses. She was German, first-generation German-American. Her mother was from Germany, her father from Luxembourg. My grandparents were among a wave of German immigrants in the early 1900s who decided to call Wisconsin home. And they brought with them many customs and had a big influence on our culture. Are you German? Do you have German roots? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 9 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Wednesday, October 16th. October is a month when many of us celebrate German culture, with German American Day celebrated on October 6th. With Oktoberfest all over the place, there's one more in Wisconsin in Elkhorn this Saturday, by the way. So we thought it would be fun to get into the act and talk about German food this hour. And remember some favorite German dishes that we grew up with, or maybe German food that we still make today. Join us with your favorite German foods, German dishes at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guest is a German food expert. She's from a German family. A couple of her recipes are featured in a new book, Eat Smart in Germany, by Madison food and travel writer Mary Bergen. She owns and operates Clausen's European Bakery in Middleton, Wisconsin. She is Michelle Clausen-Weary, and she joins us very early from the West Coast this morning. Good morning, and thank you so much.
Good morning, Joy. How are you? It is early here.
Yeah. Well, we thought that maybe you would be used to that, working in a bakery.
No, not exactly. I get up, normal time, 6:30 every day. I'm not so much involved in production anymore.
Yeah, and I'm kind of kidding. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, Mary Bergen mentioned that to me that she did include a couple of your recipes in her new book, and we wanted to talk to somebody who knew their stuff when it came to German cooking, and she recommended you. She said that you cook authentic German food. Is there food that we think is German that's not really authentic?
Yes, there is. And I think it's probably like with any other type of food, you have to adjust your ingredients, adjust what is available in the market. But I do cook authentic food. I cook from cookbooks that I brought back with me from Germany, some which my parents also gave me. And they use different ingredients than we do over here.
Yeah, can you give us an example of different ingredients?
An example, what's it called? Johannisberg, currant jelly. And I'm trying to translate for you right now. So often currant jelly is used, and that's harder to find here.
Mm-hmm.
Cloves are used a lot in cooking. Anise is used quite a bit. They hardly ever use cinnamon. Just different spices, different cuts of meat. Like when I was making Rouladen the other weekend, in Germany you can go to the butcher and you can ask for a Rouladenfleisch, which is Rouladen meat. And over here, you can't find it. So you have to scrounge around until you find at the store, and I did find it at Woodman's, but it's called something different. The right thickness, the right cut of meat.
And so, I think that there is one of the recipes that's in Mary Bergen's book is and you pronounce it Uladen?
Uladen, yes.
And it's spelled R-O-U-L-A-D-E-N. I was going to say Ruladen, but you don't pronounce the R so much.
Ooh, well, you roll it in your throat, so...
But in any case, so this is they're rolls of stuffed beef, and
yes.
And it's described here that the Americanized version of Uladen typically contains too much bacon, and so you that's just something we've done to Americanize this.
Yeah.
So tell us what tell us about Uladen. What's in it, and is this was something you grew up with?
Yes, I did grow up with it, and my parents still make it often when we have family dinner over there. And Uladen is a thin piece of meat, and then salted and peppered, and you put a thin layer of. There are many different ways to do it. So you can put a thin layer of mustard down and then just simply put some pickles and onions and roll it up. And then you fasten the ends with toothpicks, and then you sear it in hot oil. Then you add some beef stock or chicken stock, and then you cook them in that for about... hour and a half, and then you make the gravy with gravy powder. So it's a very simple dish. The onions and the pickles, they're chopped real fine. Those just add a little tangy flavor to it, and the mustard does as well.
Well, Mary did share this recipe with us, and I believe we have permission to share it on our Facebook page, and we will do that, but I might hold out to make sure we reach our goal during this hour of our pledge drive. How's that for an incentive to pledge? We will have a quick pledge break, and then we will continue talking with our guest, Michelle Clausen Weary, who owns and operates Clausen's European Bakery in Middleton, and will welcome your favorite German foods or questions about making German food. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are in our fall membership drive. Your support is the foundation of our budget. It's what makes Wisconsin Public Radio your go-to place for a wide variety of great programs. We will get back to our discussion on German food in just a few minutes. But first, Cynthia Schuster is with me to help make the case for you to go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to make a pledge in support of the programs you count on.
And an added reason to do so is we have a dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now from current members, including Linda and Jeff Huttenberg from Middleton. So your gift of $50 turns into $100, $100 turns into $200, and so on. So take advantage of this match and make your gift go even farther in paying for WPR programs that you love. You can get your pledge matched dollar-for-dollar right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Ooh, good. I love these double your pledge challenge grants. And we have a goal this hour of 30 pledges. So get your pledge matched dollar for dollar right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You know, listening to Wisconsin Public Radio, listeners tell us, is like a tuition-free lifelong education. All you need is a radio, a computer, or a mobile device to listen along.
And it's your support that makes this lifelong learning available to you and to hundreds of thousands of people as well. And that's really amazing. You have the power to share information and learning with a huge community of people when you support WPR. That's at WPR.org or 888 202 2552.
Well, if you've never given before but look forward to listening to Wisconsin Public Radio every day, that's a sign that it's time to donate. It means that Wisconsin Public Radio is important to you.
And you're important to us because we're listener supported radio, and we count on financial support from people like you, people who rely on WPR to bring them something special every day. Your gift of $5 a month or whatever amount is right for you makes you a member of WPR and really makes a difference. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
We pay for the things that are important to us. And when you think about it, Wisconsin Public Radio probably is as important to you or even more important to you than some of the other things that you spend money on.
People tell us that life wouldn't be the same at all without WPR, and WPR wouldn't be as good as it is without listener support. So your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 pays for the programs you enjoy and rely on every single day.
We have a dollar-for-dollar match going on right now, up to $3,300. So this is a great time to pledge, because for every dollar that you donate, current members, including Linda and Jeff Huttenberg from Middleton, will donate an additional dollar. They will match your pledge. It's their way of encouraging you to support WPR. Double the impact of your pledge right now by giving to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio is Wisconsin. I moved here from another state, and that was my introduction to Wisconsin. And every day, that's how I know what's going on in Wisconsin. On a monthly basis, I'm contributing to Wisconsin Public Radio. When I hear them talk about sustaining members, I realize that's me. And I kind of like that. Contributing to Wisconsin Public Radio makes you feel like you're part of a family or like a community. That's how I feel every month. And even if they're just giving a small amount, they can feel that way too. I'm Bridget from Oak Creek, Wisconsin. Join me as a sustainer of Wisconsin Public Radio.
You can join Bridget by pledging at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with Cynthia Schuster asking for your support of WPR during this fall membership drive. Maybe your gift is $10 or $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your pledge right now says, I value this program. I want more of it. It makes me think. It makes me laugh. It makes me hungry for current jelly and German food. Fill in the blank. Whatever you feel that you hear on this show, we want to hear from you. Those are powerful feelings, and you make a statement when you support what you value and what you believe in. You can give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You might be wondering, how much should I give? It is completely up to you. Your contribution of any amount will be turned into great programs, programs that will keep you informed and entertained all year long.
Make your pledge in any amount right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. When you do, you play an essential part in funding the programs you count on every day.
Okay, we have four pledges now toward that 30 pledge goal. And remember, our dollar for dollar match is still in effect. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and your support of Wisconsin Public Radio will go twice as far.
And we haven't mentioned yet this hour the WPR travel mug. You'll want to get one with your pledge of $15 a month or more. It's a handy, nice reminder of how much you enjoy Wisconsin Public Radio. It's made by Clean Canteen, and again, that's for $15 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we really want to thank you if you have contributed already to Wisconsin Public Radio. And I want to thank, and I'm not sure how to pronounce this, Cynthia, do you have any ideas that... Fake. It looks Fike from Greendale. We're very sorry to mispronounce your name, who says, I listen to WPR day in and day out. The programming is always great, and a monthly donation is the least I can do for the information I receive. Thank you so much for that pledge. Won't you also support the programs you value and get your pledge matched dollar for dollar right now during this challenge grant that's going on? WPR.org www.wisconsinmeats.org or 888-202-2552. Cynthia, thanks very much. We'll talk to you a little bit later in the hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are celebrating German food during this hour and talking with a German food expert, Michelle Klassen-Weary. She operates and owns Klassen's European Bakery in Middleton. And we're welcoming your questions and your favorite German foods for her. And we do have some callers and emails, but I meant to ask you right off the bat, Michelle, where's your family from, and where do your German roots come from?
My dad's side of the family is from Gillerstein, which is in the Eifel in Germany, and my mother's side is from Freiburg.
And are there different types of cuisines in different regions of Germany?
Yes, I believe there are. Like Bavaria has its own specialties, and the Rhineland, they eat certain foods there too. And certain beers are different specialties in certain areas. But for the most part, it does all blend together. It is very, very similar.
Mm-hmm. And is there a special German influence on your bakery items at Klassen's?
Yes, we make a lot of rye breads, a lot of sourdough rye breads, a lot of multi-grain breads, the heavier breads.
I know make it's more of a Christmas holiday specialty. The is it Stollen? Is that how you pronounce that?
What's Stollen is how you say it here. It's over in Germany, it's pronounced Stollen.
All right, there we go. I'm going to stick with the pronunciation that I can pronounce.
Stollen. Exactly.
Yeah. And that when I see that in the stores around more closer to the holidays, it is really heavy, and it looks delicious, but it's much different than some things that are labeled Stollen that you might just find that are just made by a regular bakery that's not that doesn't have the German influence. What's the difference?
The difference is, well, we have both types in our own store, the Stollen and the American Stollen. We actually call the other one American Stollen. The difference is the German version is a very dense, almost more bread-like, but it doesn't have the flavor of bread. It's very dense. It's still sweet. There are raisins and citron, almonds pieces in there, and then it's rolled up with a strip of marzipan down the middle, and it is heavier on butter. And it's powdered sugar. The American version is sweet dough with candied fruits and really, really thick white icing and more candied fruits. So if you want to go into a diabetic coma, that would be a good one to have.
I guess that Americanized version we want more sweet on it. Let's take a call from Barb in Oconomowoc. Hi, Barb.
Ah, good morning. I like sauerbraten, and I'm sure your guest is familiar with that. What you do is you marinate your meat in vinegar and spices and onions and juniper berries and bay leaves and that for several days in the refrigerator. That's the Americanized version is a quick method where you don't do it for several days in the refrigerator and then turn it too. And so that's the sour part. But then there's a sweet part, because with the gravy, you put ginger snap cookies in the gravy, and then I also like it with raisins. And the good thing is, too, the second day when you reheat it, it tastes even better. And that's something I make. Now, my grandmother made cold cherry soup, which is another thing, but I'll just talk about the sauerbraten.
Yeah. Have you heard of putting ginger snap cookies in the gravy or the way that Barb makes it, Michelle?
No, I never have. That's interesting. I could see that working, so I've heard of the raisins and the juniper berries. That sounds delicious, so.
Thank you for sharing that, Barb. Cold cherry soup, is that something you're familiar with?
No, I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah. The other recipe I don't have in front of me that you shared for Mary Bergen's book was something to do with plums.
Yes.
What was it?
Pflaumenkuchen. Pflaumenkuchen, which is plum cake. It's a very thin dough on the bottom, and then it's topped with plums and baked. Mm. Italian prune plums, they're used and grown all over Germany. And there's a plum season is usually throughout the summer. It's longer in Germany than it is here. Here it goes for about 3 weeks, and over there, well, probably 2 months. So they have a plum season.
So we have just a minute before a news break. If you could make anything or be served anything that you want that is a German dish, what would it be tonight?
What would it be tonight?
Yeah.
Well, it would be, I'd make Spätzle noodles, I'd make Spargel, white asparagus, and then I'd make goulash.
All right, well, maybe we'll talk a little bit more about those items after we check news. And we'll welcome more of your questions about German food, your favorite German foods. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We'll check news and then we'll be back. I'm Joy Cardine talking with Michelle Clausen-Weary, who owns and operates the Clausen's European Bakery in Middleton. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Hello, I'm Joy Cardine with Cynthia Schuster, and this is the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. You count on WPR's Ideas Network for talk about issues that matter to you. And Wisconsin Public Radio counts on you to keep these discussions on the air. Make a gift of any amount right now and help pay for the programs that you listen to every morning. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we have a dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now from current members, including Linda and Jeff Huttenberg from Middleton. So that means that your gift of $50 turns into $100, $100 turns into $200, and so on. You can go on from there, and we welcome any amount. To take advantage of this match, make your gift go even further at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we do have a goal of 30 pledges before the end of this hour, and we need 22 more. So 8 pledges so far. Thank you so much for your support. But you can get your pledge matched right now, dollar for dollar, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Where else are you going to get the conversations that you do at 6 o'clock in the morning?
Nowhere.
That's right. Here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, we book the guests, we show up, you show up. We have a lively, informative conversation every single morning.
Because you love these 6 a.m. conversations, make your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We like to have a little bit of fun in the early morning hours, most days, and talking about a lot of different lifestyle issues and things about health and education and important topics, too. But we also like to talk about Wisconsin life, and German food is the topic today. And if you appreciate that wide variety of early morning conversations, your support is key to making them happen. At WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We also want to mention you can become a sustainer when you pledge your support to WPR. When you become a sustainer, you choose a monthly gift amount and you set it up to come straight from your bank account or credit card each month. It'll continue until you decide to stop or adjust it.
Because Wisconsin Public Radio is one of those things that you don't want to live without, you might as well support it with a convenient, flexible, sustaining membership. You can get started now with a gift of $5 a month, $10 a month at WPR.org or 888 888- 202-2552.
And you might think that Wisconsin Public Radio operates largely with tax dollars. We do get funding from the federal government and some from the state, but listener contributions make up the single largest source of our income.
Your support is vital to keeping Wisconsin Public Radio on the air. Now that you know how important listener support is to WPR, we hope you'll make a pledge and get it doubled with this dollar-for-dollar match going on. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Karen Reinhart from Fort Atkinson. I've been listening to Wisconsin Public Radio for nearly 25 years now, and it is really my source of news, of issues and topics of the day. It has meant everything to me, so much so that when I leave Wisconsin to visit my family on the East Coast, I go through withdrawals. I'm so happy to have Wisconsin Public Radio in my life.
Well, we're happy to have you listening along, too. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your pledge of support during this fall membership drive. I'm Joy Cardine with Cynthia Schuster, and we are asking for your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have a dollar-for-dollar match, as we mentioned, up to $3,300 in effect right now. It's a great time to pledge because for every dollar you give, current members, including Linda and Jeff Huttenberg of Middleton, will donate an additional dollar. It's their way of encouraging you to support Wisconsin Public Radio as they do. So double the impact of your pledge right now by giving at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks to Janice from Menominee, who says, I listen every day in the house, in the car, and I derive a great deal of pleasure and knowledge from the many different programs. Thank you so much, Janice. And thanks to the 11 of you now who have called in a pledge or gone online to make your pledge so far this hour. We need 19 more to reach our goal. And we still have that dollar-for-dollar match going on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's 888-202-2552. As we mentioned earlier, become a sustainer while you donate, and you can also sign up to receive the WPR travel mug at a pledge of $15 a month or more. That's WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thank you, Cynthia. We will talk to you at the end of the hour. We'll see if we made our goal, and I sure hope we do. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are celebrating German food during this hour, and we are welcoming your questions about German food, maybe some favorite German dishes that you grew up with or maybe you still make today. You can join us on air at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We are talking with Michelle Clausen-Weary. She owns and operates Clausen's European Bakery in Middleton. She's a German food expert. She's from a German family. A couple of her recipes are featured in a new book, Eat Smart in Germany, by Madison food and travel writer Mary Bergen. And we promise that we will, if we reach our goal this hour, put up on our Facebook page and our website as well, the recipe for rouladen that is in this book. This is Michelle's recipe that is in Mary Bergen's book. So that's an incentive to pledge as well. We have so many callers and emails. Let me get back to the phones. Danielle in Eau Claire is with us. Hi, Danielle.
Hi.
Yes, what is your question or favorite food?
Well, my grandma used to make fried red potatoes, and then she used to have sliced cucumbers with onions and cream, and then she used to serve that with the fried potatoes when we used to come home for holidays and stuff, and now my mom makes that all the time.
Well, I've never heard of that combination. It's the red potatoes with cucumbers?
My mom puts them on top, the cucumber cream, she puts that on top of the fried potatoes. And I'm not that quite daring. Yeah. She always served them together, and we always had them on the same plate. And then she would make some kind of meat to go with it, whether it was a pork sausage or some kind of a pork tenderloin or something like that. But we always had something like that when we would come over for some kind of holiday or birthday or anything like that. But that was always the traditional dish that she would always make. But it was always wonderful when she made. I make it all the time, you know, when I go to places and things like that. I can't quite make it as well as her, maybe with a lot of practice. She lived quite long in her life and had a lot of practice making it.
Well, it sounds good, Danielle. Thank you so much. And I'm certainly no expert, but Michelle is. Is that a traditional or authentic German recipe in your house, Michelle?
In my house, I've had the cucumber salad with the cream dressing. I've never had it over potatoes. I've had it next to potatoes, and then the cream runs down into it. But it definitely sounds authentic German.
A caller, or actually it's Alyssa on Twitter, who says, Spätzle with a brown gravy. Yum. So what is Spätzle, and did I mispronounce that?
Spätzle. They're a Bavarian egg noodle. And, yeah, with the brown gravy. That's what I eat my goulash with. So the brown gravy is on the spätzle as well as the meat.
Mm-hmm. Say it again.
Spätzle.
Okay, all right. I'm just, even though I come from a German family on my mother's side, it's funny, she didn't really, we didn't speak a lot of German, we didn't make a lot of German food. I think she had a slight, I don't want to say aversion, but I think during the time she grew up, there was a little bit of hide your heritage going on. I don't know if that happened in your family, Michelle.
No, in my family, we spoke German all the way. And then now when my kids were born, it was all American.
Yeah.
American food we did German cooking too, but
She would make sometimes she would, I think the only German what I thought was a German dish just sauerkraut. Sauerkraut and, kielbasa or something something along those lines. But that was about it. We didn't do a lot in my house growing up. And then again, my dad was Italian, so he was a slightly better cook, so we had more Italian food than German food. Yeah. What's in your goulash?
My goulash is cubes of tenderloin or sirloin beef, and I brown those really, real in a hot pan, real brown, and then I add onions. Caramelized onions, red peppers, mushrooms, little carrot pieces, and then I cook it in red wine and beef stock for about an hour and a half. And then I thicken the gravy, and I serve that with spätzle and asparagus or green peas.
Let's take another call from Don in Delafield. Hi, Don.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
See, I've got a question for you all. I'm just doing a book on my mother's recipes. My mother just turned 102, and I'm putting in her favorite recipes. And I ran into a challenge that I've done my research on. I've gone to germanfood.about.com, the whole thing. Here's the ingredients. Ready? Hirschhorn Salz. It's apparently a leavening agent that's used in Lebkuchen as well. But where do I find it?
It could also at the pharmacy.
What? The pharmacy?
Yes. I would check at the pharmacy. We run into problems with leavening agents, and we can't find them often. Ammonium bicarbonate would also be one that can be used as a leavening agent.
Is there any kind of way of telling what the... So it calls for 2 teaspoons. So
yes.
I would just use 2 teaspoons of ammonia bicarbonate?
No, I wouldn't. Uh-uh. No, because that'll wreck it. If it calls for 2 teaspoons... 2 teaspoons
ammonium bicarbonate, I just use little pinches of it because it smells like ammonia. It has a
Okay.
Yeah. You know what? If you would call me at the bakery on Friday or any time after Friday, I'm going to ask my dad. He'll know exactly where to get it and what it is. His phone does, yes.
All right. Well, thanks, Don, for the call. I won't give the number out right now. I'm sure you can find that online. So let's go to John in La Crosse, who emails, when I was a kid, the local deli had German marzipan candy that looked like dollhouse miniatures of sausages. Very detailed. Is this a German custom?
Yes, it is. I'm not quite sure about the sausage. That sounds more Bavarian, actually. But in Germany, they take marzipan. And actually, part of pastry school, when I went to pastry school over in Germany, was a whole four-month segment learning how to model marzipan. And they have all these little intricate tools, and then they're hand-painted. I never modeled a sausage, but oftentimes animals, flowers, mushrooms, different shapes. So, yes, absolutely.
Interesting. All right, Amy in Columbia County is with us. Hello, Amy.
Hi. My mom makes a German, a warm German potato salad that is not what a lot of people think. It doesn't have that vinegar dressing. It's actually sour cream, and with the bacon and the potatoes and everything. And the first few times that I helped her make it, I thought, wow, this is a lot of work. But every time we have it, anytime there is pork served, we have this German potato salad. And it is truly amazing. And she got that recipe when she married my dad over 50 years ago. And she got a cookbook from a church group as a wedding gift. And it is not like most of the German potato salads that you get. And I just wondered if that was part of the German tradition, that it has the sour cream dressing, but it's pretty amazing. I mean, we have it every time, even there's a cookout with brats. It is almost always served with pork.
Mm-hmm. Michelle?
That sounds amazing. I've heard it only with the vinegar, with the warm potato salad, but I would guess that the sour cream just creams it up a little bit more, and it sounds good. It sounds wonderful.
I almost went to Claussen's this weekend because my brother-in-law had a birthday, and he also comes from a German family, and his very favorite cake of all is German chocolate cake. Now, is that truly, with the coconut in it, is that truly a German traditional cake?
No, it's not.
It's not. I was afraid of
no.
that.
No, that was made by a guy named German, G-E-R-M-A-N-N, who owned a chocolate company. And so that is, the chocolate is named German. And then I don't know who came up with the recipe, but no, it's not German.
That's funny. Then I've learned something new, and then I wouldn't have found one of those at your bakery probably anyway.
No, you wouldn't. No.
So what kind of cake can I get him next year instead?
I'd get him a Black Forest whipped cream tort.
Oh, yeah. That I have had, but not from Claussen's. I'll have to try it.
Okay.
All right. I want to thank you so much for being with us, and truly thank you so much for getting up extra early on the West Coast.
Thank you.
Michelle Claussen-Weary owns and operates Claussen's European Bakery in Middleton. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine with Cynthia Schuster, and you're listening to the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. We still have the dollar-for-dollar match going on right now to double your pledge, and you can make your pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. So we need four more pledges to reach the goal, Cynthia.
That's right. That's 888-202-2552. We know we can reach the goal with your help. As Joy mentioned, we have a dollar-for-dollar match, and that takes us to the top of the hour. It just takes a few minutes of your time to make a pledge. You'll tell us your name, your contact information, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay. And when you use your credit card, it saves time, postage, paper, all these wonderful things that puts your money to work right away at Wisconsin Public Radio. So no matter how much you choose to give how often you'd like to give, please do give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Probably everybody in the world knew that German chocolate cake was not really German, but
I didn't know that.
I did not know that. So you learned something new on Wisconsin Public
Radio.
But
now I'm going to tell everybody who's selling German cake that they're misspelling it.
Right.
Two N's.
Yeah. And it's so anyway, that's what that's what I love about hosting this show is that I do learn something new every day. It's a real adventure and lifelong learning listening along to the Ideas Network. We count on listener support to bring you these conversations every single day, and you can donate any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And think about not just how much you learn about lifestyle and everything, but just the vast amount of information that we share on the Ideas Network related to the state, the region, the mm-hmm. world. It's all available to you courtesy of the Ideas Network. Pledge your support to it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Yeah, you get news and information. You get to talk about politics. We will be talking politics with political scientist Charles Franklin coming up after 7 o'clock. We will talk about the race for governor in Wisconsin and the divide among Democrats in Wisconsin as to whether or not the only announced Democratic candidate for governor is the right candidate. So we'll talk a little bit about that coming up. So support all of the programs that you value at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You might consider a donation of $1,200. Listener support is crucial to WPR's future. If you'd like to do more than you've done before, consider making that leadership contribution of $100 a month. It's a gift, but a gift of any amount is appreciated at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Two more pledges. That's all we need to reach the goal this hour. It's really important to meet these hourly goals, and it's important to fund the program. So do, if you've been thinking about making a contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio, this one would really make a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And it looks like we met the matching grant. That's wonderful. Thank you to everyone who helped us take advantage of the generous matching gift from current members Linda and Jeff Huttenberg from Middleton. And we're still working toward the goal, though, this hour of 30 pledges. So please help us out at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Just one more pledge, I think, to tip us over.
I'm very excited to see that. So you provide the single biggest piece of our budget here at WPR. Make your pledge of $5 a month or $10 a month, any amount that's comfortable for you, and you will be doing your part to keep this station going strong. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Think of your contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio as an investment in your future listening. Give us a call, 888-202-2552. Perhaps you're near your computer. The website is WPR.org.
And thank you, Cynthia Schuster. Thank you, listeners. We made the goal. So that's wonderful. We made the goal of 30 pledges, but you can still pledge. Every pledge matters. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.